Morning, everyone. A long gospel, we'll have a long homily, okay? I went to King Super's on Tuesday to buy food because I was hungry. And on the way out, I purchased all the items. And a young man, he was like taking care of my stuff. And then he saw me with a collar, like I was in a full collar as a priest. And then he saw me, and then he asked me, where are you from? And then I told him, from Vietnam. And then he asked me, is it like your traditional clothing from your country? Like, and I told him, no, you're wrong. I am a Catholic priest. And then he asked me, what does it mean? What does it mean about the Catholic priest? And I told him, I am looking at like light of the world, like the church, like a mile from here. And then he asked me about the family. And then and I told him, no, I don't have wife. I don't have children. And he thought a second. And he said, well, you are a freelancer. And I told him, yeah. Freelancer sounds about right to me. Yeah, like we are free, right? And then I talked to him more, but I moved on to my life again. But that is but that's not a homily, okay? Now it's a homily, so it's different now, okay? So now we distinguish between the story and the homily. Now it's a homily. So the homily to this week is all about like a prodigal son. With that, I would love to reflect with you 3 points from a homily this week, 3 aspects about God. So we know that the Holy Trinity in the Old Testament unknow God. No one knows him until Jesus Christ became man. He incarnated into, became a human. And then this gospel, I think he revealed to all humanity 3 aspects about the Holy Trinity. The first one. God, like the Father today, like so the gospel today, like the Father, he raised all his sons to be a free man. The first point, free man. Brother, sister, we are free. To be honest with you, freedom, that's all like this, so powerful. You are free, like the son today. The father raised like the younger son. The younger son asked, like, hey, Father, give me all the money. And then father gave all the money, and then he left. And then the older son, hey, father, what is going on? I'm like, why did you do that? And then the father said, hey, my son, everything is mine, is yours. And then the gospel ended up right there. It doesn't say like the older son will be coming into the house, or he lived, or he's leaving. The gospel ended up like the freedom. He raised that the father raised all the sons to be a free man. I talk to people about this one. Like, your free will is so powerful. God, he respects that a lot. What do I mean? I mean that you can use your free will to say no to God. Today is Sunday. I chose to watch a Netflix series. Today is a Sunday. I chose to be with my friends. Your free will is so powerful, brother and sister, so that like the Father, God, from all eternity, he respects your freedom so much. And he allows your freedom to, like, you can say no to God. Brother and sister, this is like a crazy point ever. I never met this person, but I met a person. He chose to go to hell. Once for my life. Like, when I talked to him, like, how and why? He chose to go to hell. I mean, I never seen that before. I never talked to those people before, but I met in my life one time only. And then I respect on like our free will. Wow, our will so powerful. We can choose whatever we want. You can choose to be a Catholic, or you can choose to hate God forever, or you can choose to go to hell. I'm not kidding at all. I met one person in my life as a priest. Like your free will, like God, he raised, God the Father raised, like the gospel today, he raised all his sons to be a free man. Like God respects your free will. You are free. You are free in front of God. You can use your will to deny God. God, I don't need you. I'm good. I'll handle my life. No, I don't think God exists. Why I need you? I'm good. Like I have a decent job. I have a beautiful wife. I have my children. I have my car. I have my house. I have everything. Why I need to like fasting? Why I need to do like praying? Why I need to go to the church? No, wasting my time. Well, our free will is so powerful. And be careful with your free will. Choose God. Don't choose the world. Don't choose hell. Because hell is eternal. Heaven is eternal. Heaven, hell, purgatory, those stuff we all have to face one day. That is the first point from the homily. The second point. God, the Father in the gospel today, he has compassion. So the words in the gospel today, compassion. Compassion, like God, Father, he saw the younger son coming back to after like a couple of years or a couple of months, and then he saw. And then like very first word, he saw and he felt compassion on him. Like God had the compassion on him. Brother, sister, compassion in Latin, compassio, cum means with. Compassio means suffering. Compassion, compassio, suffering with. God the Father, the gospel today, even like the son, the younger son left, but the Father always suffering with him. Compassion with. Suffering with, hey, my son, where are you? Hey, are you coming back to me yet? I'm waiting for you. God, he always have compassion upon all the people. God, he has compassion upon you. Like you might have struggling with your life. You might have cancers. You might have like whatever betrayal. You might have divorces. You might have like whatever happens in your family. God, he gets it. He understands you because compassion, suffering with, from all eternity, God revealed through Jesus himself that God is compassionate on the people all the time. So God, he always have compassion on you. He always suffering with you. If you don't believe in me, look at on the cross. Compassion over there. Compassio, suffering with. He's suffering as a man, as a fully God, fully man, suffering on the cross for you, and then he gets it. He gets you. Like if you are thinking that you will have a surgery and you feel so hard because no one understands me. No, God, he understands you. I guarantee for you about that point. Father Anthony guarantees for you about that point. God, he understands you completely about compassion. The last point from my homily today is merciful. God is merciful. The gospel today is about the son, like the younger son and the older son. They all, like the younger son said, no, Father, I give me the money, I'm gonna hang out with my friends. And then after, like, he's coming back. And then the older son with the jealousy, he says, no, Father, why you did that to me? I obeyed you all the time. God, as the Father today, he received whoever who can come to him. He doesn't say no to the younger son, and he doesn't say no to the older son. He never say no to you in confession. Again, he never say no to you in confession. You always receive mercy, love, compassion in confessions. This Thursday, our parish, we're going to have a penance services. Maybe I invite you all thinking about going back to confessions. Okay? I know that it is sometimes it's hard, but try your best to go to confession. But you can ask me, hey, Father Anthony, why I need to go to confession? Brother and sister, we all sinners. I go to confessions. Father Anthony, he goes to confessions. If you don't believe in me, you go see me kneeling on the confessional into another priest. Because why? I'm a sinner. And I hope you know that you are a sinner. Because we all, because that is like how our sinful nature. We all sinners. We all need the Lord's mercy and the Lord's help. And brother and sister, be humble to recognize that we all sinners. And go to confessions and receive the renewal, receive the forgiveness. And God, he never fails you. He never say no to you in confessions. Maybe it's time to go back. Maybe it's time like the sun today. Going back, get up, go back. Of course, like 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., okay? Don't go here like 8 p.m. and then, hey, where are you? Father Anthony, you told me like be here, but where are you? Well, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., okay? So go to confessions. And then maybe if you, I know that some of you are really afraid of confessions. Me too. My first confession was so bad. I thought like, I'm going to go to hell if I didn't say something. Like the priest, he was so angry. My first confession, I'm telling you right now. When I was in Vietnam, I went to the first confession and then I wrote down everything. And then the priest, from in the confessional, it sounds like he yelled at me. And then like, Father, I'm so sorry, but I'm so afraid of you. Like, what should I do to tell you? And then, brothers, I was so afraid of confessions. I guess it. I get it. I got you, okay? So when I became a priest 2 years ago, I tried to prove for people, for one thing that, hey, go to confession is not something you should be afraid about. Or you can try, okay? If you don't believe in me, go to confession with me, and you will see. You will see. You should not be afraid, because I get it. I used to be like you. I was so afraid of confessions. I always, oh, I'm so sorry, Father. I'm so sinful. I'm so sorry. But God, he always understands. He always, he gets you. He understands that a lot. So go to confession if you have not been in confession for a long time. Okay, or try to go to confession. So that's all I have today for you to reflect on. The first one, God the Father raised the sons as free men. We are free. Freedom, free will. Okay? The second one, compassion. Compassio, suffering with. And the last one, merciful. God, he always a merciful God.